On the line now, I have festival team Tara Doyle. Hello, Tara. How are you?
I'm well. Hello, Noel. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, now the Viking World it's hosted by it's a mouthful, I know, but it's Dublin City Council, also by the National University of Ireland, in partnership with Dublinia and the Royal Norwegian Embassy, and in collaboration with the National Museum of Ireland, and Friends of Medieval Dublin Study Group. So a lot of people involved in this. And it's an annual event, is that right there, Tara?
Yeah, it's become an annual event. This is the second year we've put on a Viking seminar as part of the History Festival, Noel. And it was really successful last year. We had about 100 people at it. So we decided to run it again. And, you know, there's very interesting speakers. There's some speakers coming over from Norway to talk about latest research in Viking history relating to Dublin. So, you know, there's a lot of interest in the history of the Vikings.
Yeah, you see them going around as a bit of fun and tourism and that, and I'm sure there's a lot involved in it. But that's the way a lot of people see it, you know, a perception of it. But it's quite serious, and the relevance of our history is all involved in there. So do people take it seriously when they're going on the tours and listen?
Well, they certainly take it seriously when they come to seminars, you know, mm-hmm. and to our lectures and talks, and they, you know, you get a chance to listen to scholars or to researchers who are doing the latest research into whatever field it is. Particularly this seminar would be on Viking scholarship, and then you can ask questions, you know, so that's the great thing about the Festival of History. You get an opportunity then to talk to people about the history, you know.
Okay. And in general, in the course of the year, what else happens apart from, I mean, you have the seminar, all right, the 11th and the 12th, but what else happens in the course of the year?
In terms of history events, is it?
Yes,
no?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I mean, Dublin City Library always has talks and events going on throughout the year. Some of them would be history events, for example, in Heritage Week in the late summer in August, there'd always be talks on Bealtaine, which happens in May. There'd often be history or heritage talks. Some of our libraries have history book clubs, so you can read a history book and come along and discuss it with other people who've read the same book and with one of our historians in residence. We have a team of historians in residence who work across the city, and they go into our public libraries and talk to people about history and put on different events. So there's no shortage of great history events happening in the libraries throughout the year. And of course, as well, you can borrow historical novels, if that's what you're interested mm-hmm. in reading, or non-fiction history books. We have a terrific collection of history books in all of our libraries.
Okay, and the sites, the amount of sites gathering momentum as well, lots of excavation still going on.
Well, I'm no expert now in the... I'm not a Viking scholar myself.
Okay.
No. You know, I help pull these events together. But certainly if people go along... Now, unfortunately, the seminar is booked out.
Wow.
But, you know, there might be some availability on the day if people want to take a chance and go into Woodkey venue and see if there's any spaces left.
Well, that's good. That's the interest there. We're booked out already. That shows you the great interest there is in it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You have it there, and it has been booked out for a bit, for a couple of weeks, believe it or not. So maybe next year, I think we need to get a bigger boat, Noel. We need a bigger long boat for next year.
Okay. Maybe we should start with a bit of novelty as well. As I said at the beginning, like, sometimes a lot of fun attached to it. Coming up to Halloween, get a lot of people dressing up as Vikings, which you probably will now after the seminar.
Well, why not?
Okay, it's really wonderful. It's, and the Norwegian connection there, is it not across Scandinavia? Is it just Norway that it's concentrated in?
No, I mean there's Vikings would have come from you know, from Denmark, and they went into northern parts of what we know as the Baltic countries now, and they went over into Russia. So you know they were traders, and they travelled very far. So, you know, we're just concentrating more on the links to Dublin, if you like, mm-hmm. this seminar.
And you're part of the fourth city, actually, Dublin is, which is terrific. I mean, that's something now that I've just learned this morning. Dublin was Ireland's first town, so there you go. Being a Dubliner, you'd imagine I would have known that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people can learn this. And you have a website, of course, Tara.
We do. It's the dublinfestivalofhistory.ie. I mean, the Viking Seminar is just one event. There's also a talk on the Norse myths, which is also linked into our Viking history. But as well as that, though, there's lots of other events going on until the 20th of October as part of the History Festival, and it's all free. People can come along. So if you're interested in history, have a look at the website, or you can pick up the brochure in your local library and have a look at what's going on. There's plenty to do.
Okay, give us the website again, Tara, before I let you go.
www.dublinfestivalofhistory.ie.
Okay, listen, I know you're pressed for time, so I'll let you go. Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you very much for having us on, though. Bye.
Thank
now.
You. Bye-bye. And that's a festival from the festival team. That's Tara Doyle there, and that's happening the 11th and the 12th. You can look up, of course, everything up on the website, and I'll give you.